you get ready to go to your job, you start putting on a new mindset. You're saying, God, I'm going to my calling right now. This is part of my calling. I'm not going to do something secular. I'm going to do something holy. I'm doing this in Jesus' name, and I'm doing this with gratitude.
This is Straight Talk.
Welcome to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Halleck. Here at Straight Talk, we are so delighted to be a small part of your life, to be a part of the encouragement and edification of your soul. And we would love to hear from you. Tell us the stories. How has God used this program to challenge you to the next level? Or maybe you have a question that you'd like Pastor Mark to address. You could write us an email at info@straighttalkchicago.org. info@straighttalkchicago.org. Let us know. Drop us a line. Let us know how we can pray for you. And we are praying that tonight's message would be a great blessing to you. Here's Pastor Mark.
Thanks, Josh. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Straight Talk. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're going to be in a message from Pastor Mark called Turning Your Work into Ministry. And it's part of his series called God at Work. We're going to be in the book of Colossians chapter 3. We're going to be focusing on verses 22 through 24. Here's Pastor Mark with tonight's Straight Talk.
How many of you struggled with the old language you use? Just like, just so natural, instead of going, you go blankety blank. And just when you want to express yourself, you just, wow, that was such a blankety blank game. And then, oops. I don't know. And just the Christian words just don't seem as... You want to say, that was a blankety-blank great game, instead of saying, that was a terrific game. Just doesn't have the same punch to it, right? So you're kind of struggling with, you know, and when something goes wrong, you say, blankety-blank, and oh my goodness, just doesn't, I don't know. And so some of you lost half of your vocabulary when you came to Christ. It shrunk like this. And so you're wrestling to find new expressions of how to... But he mentions that filthy language. You're taking off the old way of talking and you're finding new expressions. Because listen, that was the old you. But now there's a new you that talks different. And it talks in a way that is more in line with Jesus. Why? Because you're just trying to be a better person? No, because you're more Christ-like. And so you're taking off the old and you're putting on the new. And that's part of the process of what's happening in our life. And he talks about that there. You're taking off the old and you're putting on the new. And if you're going to be ready to be a husband and a wife and a parent and a child and whatever position God has called you to, and yes, even your job, whatever God has called you to, then you have to be in this process of dressing yourself spiritually and character-wise, of dressing yourself for the position that God has called you to. And so it starts, first of all, in us. Our change inside of us prepares us to see our job as a ministry. And then he goes on and he tells us, take off the old working attitude and go above and put on a new working attitude. I don't have time to go through all of Colossians here, chapter 3, but I'm going to focus on that which relates to working. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, I read this to you already. He gives us this important, powerful verse. And this verse is, and whatever you do, whether it in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So whatever you do, whether it's action or whether it's speech, you do it in the name of Jesus. And you do it with an attitude of gratitude. Whatever you do. We don't all get paid for the jobs that we do, but there's still a job. You may be a stay-at-home mom and you spend a lot of time changing diapers and doing things like this. That is a job. You don't see a paycheck for it, but it is a job. You do it in Jesus' name and you do it with gratitude. You may get up in the morning at 6 o'clock and jump on the orange line and go downtown. And as you're going to your job, you do the same thing. You do it in Jesus' name and with an attitude of gratitude. He's talking to us about erasing the secular from the sacred, the priesthood of all believers, and looking at our job, no matter what it is, no matter what we do, looking at it as a ministry. And then he goes on. And he talks to husbands and wives and children and parents. And then he picks the hardest job, the very hardest job that Paul could think of. Think of the worst job, the most difficult job that you can think of in today's society. And that's what Paul chose. And that job in his day was the job of, there was indentured servants. Which mean that they were almost viewed as property of their masters. They were the equivalent to slaves, basically. They tell us, historians tell us, that there was about 60 million slaves in the Roman Empire when this was written. Which was about one third to one half of the population. So close to one third to one half of the population had jobs that basically they were like slaves in those jobs, treated like dirt, had no rights, sold almost as property. They had every kind of job, from the wood and the cleaning and all the menial jobs, all the way up to some of the slaves were teachers and doctors, depending on their education, because many of these were slaves that were brought from other countries, but they were servants that had very little rights, and they lived in some of the worst conditions that you can imagine. And as the church started to grow, there was people from the regular population that were in there, and there were also people that were these indentured servants that were also part of the congregation. And so Paul is talking to people that have the worst job you can think of, and he addresses them and talks to them about the mentality and attitude he expects them to have. Now, Paul is not endorsing slavery. He's just dealing with the reality of slavery in the Roman Empire. And what he tells these people about, what he tells these workers about, and the attitude that he gives these workers are attitudes that you and I can apply to whatever job we have now. And I can guarantee you, no matter how bad you think your job is, your job is not nearly as bad as the job that these servants had. And Paul expects this kind of attitude of people that are getting very low pay, being treated like dirt a lot, not recognized for what they do, have very little rights. And listen to what Paul says. He basically tells them they need to put on a threefold mentality. He says to them, there's three new mindsets to put on. And he tells them, number one, he says, slaves or servants or attendants, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. The first thing he tells these people that have very difficult jobs is this. Don't just be a man pleaser. Go above and be a God pleaser. As you go to work on Monday morning, as you get ready to go to your job, you start putting on a new mindset and you're saying, God, I'm going to my calling right now. This is part of my calling. I'm not going to do something secular. I'm going to do something holy. The holy thing I'm called to do is my job. I'm doing this in Jesus' name, and I'm doing this with gratitude. Many of us get up on Monday morning and we say, I'm doing this for my mortgage. I really wish I didn't have to go to work today. I wish I had a day off. They pay me so bad. It's going to be a long day. Can't wait till Friday. That may be your favorite expression. Thank God it's Friday. We even have a chain of restaurants named after, right? Thank God it's Friday, because so many people hate their jobs. And what Paul is saying is, hey, I want you to erase that mentality. I want you to get up in the morning and saying, I'm going to work for God. I'm going in Jesus' name. And I may be going to a law firm, but my job is really not the law firm. My job is I'm doing this job in Jesus' name, and I'm going to take on an attitude of gratitude. I'm going to be thankful for the job that I have. So thank you, Lord, that you've called me to this place, and thank you that I'm a missionary there, and thank you that I have a holy calling, and what I do, God, I'm not going to do just to please men as they see me, but I'm going to do it to please you, God, and I'm going to do my job to please you whether people see what I do or don't do. I'm going to do it the way that the Apostle Paul said, not only when the eyes are on you to win their favor, but with integrity of heart or sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. The word sincere that you see in the NIV, that word sincere comes from the Latin word without wax. If you know Spanish, which is very closely related to Latin, we say the person is una persona sincera. Sin means without. Theta means wax. How many of you have heard that word? Sincera, without wax. Well, that expression came from basically the Roman swapperamas, so to speak. Because people would go to garage sales in the day, and they would barter and buy pottery. And pottery and statues were a big thing in those days. And so if you were to find a piece of pottery that had been broken already, people would use wax to fill in the cracks to make it act like it was a pottery that had no cracks on it. They would put wax the color of the pottery in order to camouflage the cracks and the imperfections of the pottery. So if you wanted to buy something and you wanted to make sure that it was real and authentic and you were getting the real thing, you would ask, is this without wax? Is this without wax? In other words, is there integrity here? Not camouflaged. Paul is saying, when you go to work, I want you to go in Jesus' name, and I want you to go without wax. I want you to be real with what you do. I want you to do whatever you do with integrity. Not just when people are watching you, but when people aren't watching you, because I want you to do your job out of reverence for the Lord, knowing that God's eyes are always on you. So if you're working for God, you don't cut corners. Hello? If you're working for your boss and he's not watching, I cut corners a little bit. Nah, he's not seeing me. He's never going to know this.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message called Turning Your Working into Ministry, which is from his series called God at Work. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more about how you can get a copy of the broadcast as well as information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Tonight's Straight Talk is called Turning Your Work into Ministry.
If you're working for God, he's always watching you, so you never cut corners and you do everything with integrity. Why? Because you know that you're doing it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you do it not just to please men, but you do it to please God. You do it with integrity when people are watching or not watching. You don't take a double lunch break when your boss is on vacation. You take a regular lunch break because even though your boss can't see, your boss is seeing you, and you're doing it out of a reverence for the Lord. Why? This is your calling and it's your ministry. Can anybody say yes to that? Secondly, don't just give half-hearted effort to your task. Go above and beyond and work at it with all your heart. And then Paul goes on and says in the next part of this verse, he says, and whatever you do, not just if you're the boss and you run the company, but whatever you do, even though it may seem like a menial task to others, whatever you do, work at it. Notice work at it. Throw yourself into it with all of your heart. Not just half-heartedly, not just giving 30% of your effort and energy, but work at it with all your heart. And here it goes. Listen, as working for the Lord and not for men. Whoa. Now, would that change the way we do our work? So you get up and you go to your job and you're a carpenter. And you're on the job and there's other people that are there and they're complaining, first of all, complaining about the low wages, complaining about the bad weather, complaining about how people do things. And if you've been complaining about the job and complaining about people, then you don't want to give them your best. You want to give them your minimal. But you go on the job and first of all, you've dedicated your job to God in the morning. You're saying, God, I'm going to work for you. This is my holy calling right now. And I'm going to do my job for you. And then you start giving thanks for your job. Thank you, God, that it may not be the best job in the world, but thank God it's a job. Thank God that there's other people that are unemployed and I'm not unemployed. Praise you for that, God. And I'm going to do my job as though this is I'm doing it for you, God. And so as you go to measure and cut and hammer and put things together, you're saying in your mind, I'm doing this for God, not for my boss. He may never see it, as though I'm working for him, because this is part of my call. This is part of my ministry. This is part of what I do. Yeah. And you say, well, wait a second, Pastor. Is there a Christian way to do it and a non-Christian way to cut wood? I mean, is there a Christian way to saw and a non-Christian way to saw? Well, not necessarily. We saw the same way. And an atheist can be a good carpenter. And a Christian could be a good carpenter. If you're a baker, you can be an agnostic and bake well. And if you're a Christian, you can be a spirit-filled Christian. And not necessarily be a good baker. Just because your wife loves Jesus doesn't mean she knows how to cook. Don't say amen too loud, guys. I'm warning you. I'm just warning you. You better, if you're smart, you keep your mouth quiet and say, If you say amen, Pastor, you know, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be eating McDonald's for a while now. The point is this. The point is that there's not an atheist way to do it and a Christian way to do it. There's just a right, excellent way to do it. But what Paul is telling us is if you are a Christian, you will find a good way of doing it because you're motivated to do this well because it's God that you're working for. So you're going to give your effort to do it well because we should be the most motivated people on the face of this earth because our calling is higher. Our calling is for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's what we're doing our job for. Let me tell you, if you have the right mentality, then when you get up on Monday morning and go to work, you're going to your ministry. Because whatever is done in Jesus' name is done for the King of Kings and is done as a ministry. And so you do your ministry. Your ministry is your sacred call. What you do is not, well, this is, I'm wasting my time and just getting a paycheck so I can get out of my work and go help mentor someone. You're doing spiritual, but when you do your secular job with a spiritual mindset, it becomes a holy job and it becomes ministry. So what I'm challenging you to do is I'm challenging everyone here to get into full-time ministry. You say, oh, Pastor, are you going to hire a bunch of people at the church? No. I'm not hiring a bunch of people at the church. I'm having your boss pay for you to be in full-time ministry. That's what I'm doing. I'm having your boss pay your paycheck, but I want you to go to your job in Jesus' name, doing it for the glory of God. I want the quality of your work to speak about how good your God is. I want the excellence of your job and the way you do your job, the mentality that you do your job in, to speak to the glory of God. I want you to offer your job to God so when you spend 8 hours of work, you haven't said, well, I just wasted 8 hours just so I could get my paycheck. I want you to come away from your job saying, I just did 8 hours for the glory of God. I just spent 8 hours in ministry doing this for God, for God's glory, energized by it, for His, with a thankful heart, and in Jesus' name, I'm launching you into ministry. And when you start doing it in Jesus' name and you start doing it in the quality, you say, Pastor, you don't know my job. Everybody swears and cusses and gossips and puts people down. So when I go to my job, man, I go like, I'm in battle mode. Oh, I wish I could come and work at the church. There's so much swearing and cussing and gossiping about who slept with who on the weekend and partying. I wish I could be in a holy environment where they have praise music in the background, where everybody's Christian, we could pray and share what God is doing. Man, I just really wish I could work at the church or work at Moody Bible Institute or work at a place where everybody's a Christian. I wish I could do that. Well, you can work in ministry. I'm thinking if everybody worked at the church, and if everybody worked at, in Christian ministries, like where would our salt and light be? Seriously. I mean, how would people know what it means to live for Jesus? Where would they hear the words of God? Where would they see the face of a Christian? At the end of the service, I'm going to pray for you and commission you in just a moment to whatever you do. I don't know what you do on Monday. Some of you go to school. Some of you work at home. Some of you go downtown. Some of you go to a factory. Some of you go to a construction site. Some of you go to a city job, whatever it is. But I'm going to commission you to ministry with a new mindset. Because I don't want you to be wasting your time working for your boss. I want you to start working for God. I want you to start carrying the presence of God to your job. I want you to start doing your job like Jesus would do it. And listen to me well. I'm not saying that in the middle of your job, instead of mopping floors, you're praying, laying hands on everybody that comes down the hallway with a mop in your hand. Hold on, I'm going to pray, you know. I'm not saying that. Because I believe you need to do your job well. But I believe you need to have the attitude of Jesus, the mindset of Christ. And when you come back from your job, you just spent 8 hours in ministry. 8 hours doing something sacred. What's your job? If you're a student, that's your job right now. If you're a homemaker, that's your job. But if you get a paycheck and go somewhere, that's your job. I want you just say it out to me out loud for a second, okay? Just say your job out loud to me. Go ahead. Say it out loud. All right, let's do it once again. Everybody say it out loud again. All right, so that's your job. Now, here's the thing. Whatever you have stated, whatever job you've yelled out to me, I want you to envision yourself as this is my job and my ministry that I'm doing for God. And leads me to my last point. I'm going to wrap it up with this. Listen. So he goes on to say, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. The last point is this. Listen, don't labor just for an earthly paycheck. Go above and work for a spiritual reward.
This has been our message called Turning Your Work into Ministry, which is from Pastor Mark's series called God at Work. Join us again tomorrow as we start part three, keeping your job without losing your soul. As I mentioned earlier, if you would like to have a copy of tonight's message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe.com. We also have some other relevant messages and information that you might enjoy. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, please contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. Pastor Mark's first book, Unstuck, is also available for only $10 plus shipping. If you are looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself for tonight. Thank you so much for listening. Please do join us again tomorrow for the next message in the series called Keeping Your Job Without Losing Your Soul. Have a great night. God bless.